We are here with Mark Zook and James Guild. We're here at your conference, James. How's it going?
We love it. Thanks to Visa for hosting us, and I truly believe we've got some of the brightest minds in this room. I know we just had a panel on blockchain. What does blockchain mean? And yeah, the energy, the passion, the collaboration. And I think also an environment where you can actually ask questions and not feel stupid that you're asking those questions. Yeah. And I'm not sure there are many environments that you can actually do that. So, yeah, great to have our clients here and so many great credians and so many great partners.
Yeah, Mark, your thoughts?
I couldn't agree more. I think that just the experience of being in the room with sort of the big thinkers in the industry, being able to sort of free flow with questions, it's a great opportunity for us.
Yeah, the last panel on blockchain was off the charts. Yeah. Awesome. I mean, the interactivity in the room and then the knowledge and all the new ideas. I mean, I took down like 3 pages of notes. I mean, that just gives you a taste of what's going on here. And the intimacy of it all is really, really cool. What do you want to take back? I mean, besides what was just talked about in there, anything else you want to talk?
You know, there's so much to digest at this point in time. I have my VP of payments with me. Mm-hmm. We're sort of looking at the different aspects of blockchain that was presented. Mm-hmm. Some of the conversations this morning were really interesting. Steve Wright's conversation about the future of digital and payments and everything else was it's good stuff.
Indeed. And what are some of your goals for this show, James? What do you want people to go home with?
You know, I mentioned at the beginning of this event that the last 4 years have been really spent around payments and channels, and our clients have really driven us to, you got to go deeper. You got to figure out IT infrastructure, and you got to think about strategy. You know, a lot of people think about, and with the presentation on analytics right now, a lot of people are saying, okay, let's invest in a product and do different things, but we talked about strategic planning and actually figuring out what are you trying to accomplish even before you start something. So at CU Engage, it's our role, you know, when we brought Heather Mosier on from, you know, San Diego County, in the CIO world, which I think is fair to say is shifting into the COO and potentially CEO role, where speed of change is so imperative. We feel that CU Engage needs to be there for our partners to support things like cybersecurity, PCI compliance, you know, pretty much everything that's going on that will then lead to analytics and all the great things that Mark Sievright talked about this morning, that credit unions are going to have to do to really live up to the competition of what's going on in today's world of commerce and experience.
Yeah, and Chris Kovacs said something there, just get in the game, just start moving. And having said that, Mark, what do you look at when you're looking at a new piece of technology out there? Because there's so many out there. Even Mark alluded to it this morning. There are 4,000, fintech startups. Yeah. How do you disseminate? How do you find out who's good, who's bad?
You know, it's a tough question. Mm-hmm. You know, from our perspective, we sort of look inside out first. We sort of look at how it impacts the organization, mm-hmm. and the resources of the organization, and how seamlessly we can put it together. Mm-hmm. And then, is it something that is of desire to the membership? Yeah. We really need to come at this from a member first perspective. Perfect. You know, not what we think is bright and shiny and really cool, but mm-hmm. what they will use and mm-hmm. apply.
Indeed.
So, final words. I mean, Maps, I think, is the perfect example of, over the years, the different QSOs you've been involved in setting up different applications, mobile applications that your credit union has actually built. And I would say you have not waited for something to happen and be a fast follower. You have been a leader. And I think only in our space can you bring people like together today in a collaborative way that compete against each other in some respects, right? So I do have to compliment Maps for, you know, really what they've done, and just saying, we can't wait. And we need to find the best partners to do it with. But yet, we're not just going to rely on them. Yeah. So some, I would say, and you can attest to this, are they all going to be winners? I don't know the answer to that. Yeah. But
well, I think you, in today's world, and as fast as everything evolves, you have to be comfortable with failure, because it will occur. Mm-hmm. And you have to be nimble enough to be able to say, it failed, let's move on.
Mm-hmm. So learn from it and move on to the next big thing.
Yeah, exactly. Absolutely.
All right, guys. Well, thanks. Rich is already in there. He's talking already, so I'll let you guys go. Thank you very much.
Right. Thank you.
Well done. Good job.
Take care. Great.